Hello, this is Nicolene Ambrose with the Tri-County Journal for Wednesday, October 28th. The first article, Meet the Candidates Vying for State Office in Your Voting District by Kendra Hennis. This year's election is rapidly approaching with less than 1 week until the big day. Voting can be done by mail, in person, at your county courthouse, or at your designated polling place on November 3rd. Here is a look at the candidates for the District 102 State Representative. Brad Halbrook, Republican. A diversified farmer and small business owner of a company that makes fences, Brad E. Halbrook was born in Pena, Illinois, and attended Lakeland College. Halbrook is a former member of the Illinois Beef Association Board. Brad and his wife Linda live in Shelbyville, and they own and operate a small farming operation. They have two adult children and one grandchild. Representative Halbrook served previously in the 110th District, appointed April 2012, elected November 2012, sworn in 2013, and served until January 2015. Representative Halbrook is both socially and fiscally conservative. He supports lowering taxes at the state and local levels and increasing the number of Illinois jobs. He supports property tax caps and opposes income tax increases. During his previous term in the Illinois House in 2012, he became just the fifth state legislator to turn down the underfunded and overly generous General Assembly retirement system pension. He was among a group of legislators that started a trend. As of October 2016, 33 legislators turned down the pension. Because of the number of people and jobs that have left Illinois, Halbrook says that he is committed to reforming workers' compensation laws by eliminating unnecessary regulations. Halbrook opposes abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control. During his time as a state legislator, he has voted in favor of bills to provide transparency for local governments. He supports redistricting reform and imposing term limits on state. More information on Halbrook can be found at https://rephalbrook.com or on Facebook at Brad Halbrook. Mitchell Esslinger, Democrat. Born in Champaign and raised in Strasburg, Illinois, Mitchell attended Stewardson Strasburg High School, Lakeland College, and the University of Illinois. At the University of Illinois, he worked with local law enforcement to protect student safety. As a renovator, Mitchell started at the early age of 12, working for his family's rental properties. As a tutor, he saw the importance of giving our schools what they need to help our children succeed. He keeps busy with his family's centennial farm and helping care for a family friend's autistic son. In doing so, he has seen how families struggle to get the care they need and decided to change that for hardworking people in our district. In his free time, Mitchell enjoys fishing, traveling, skiing, and volunteering with organizations like the Arthur Rotary Club. Mitchell has been interested in politics from a young age as he saw how lawmakers' choices affected his family and community, from issues relating to his family's farm to issues that affected his friends and family members with disabilities. He is the precinct committeeman of the Democratic Party of Shelby County for his township, and he has also volunteered for multiple presidential campaigns as a delegate and field organizer. With your help, I can take my fight to Springfield and bring home common sense solutions to the hardworking families in our district. In these unprecedented times, we need leaders who will advocate for responsible solutions. I promise to represent you, the hardworking Americans of District 102, with ethics, transparency, honesty, and responsibility. Can Brad Halbrook say the same? More information on Esslinger can be found at https://www.mitchellesslinger.com or on Facebook at Mitchell Esslinger 2020. Introducing the candidates for District 110 State Representative, Chris Miller, Republican. Chris Miller lives in Oakland, Illinois, where he was born and raised. After graduating from Oakland High School, Chris attended Eureka College and obtained a Bachelor of Science degree in education. Later, Chris attended Lakeland College and received an associate's degree in agriculture. He is a third-generation farmer and raises Angus cattle. Chris and his wife Mary have been married for 37 years. They have 7 children and 14 grandchildren. More information on Chris Miller can be found at https://repcmiller.com or on Facebook at State Representative Chris Miller, Illinois District 110. Cody Cherwanka, Independent. Cody was born and raised in Montrose, Illinois, and attended Cumberland High School, Lakeland College, and Eastern Illinois University. Cody graduated from his high school class as salutatorian in 2011 and has earned numerous degrees from Lakeland College and EIU. These include a BS in accounting with a minor in psychology from EIU, and 3 AAS in Business Administration, Management, and Marketing from Lakeland. Cody knows how to talk to people and knows how to find common ground to get things done, something we desperately need in Springfield. In high school, Cody's first job was at the local DQ. That is where his love of serving people began. Shortly after, he became the youngest supervisor for this particular DQ franchise. After starting Lakeland, Cody got into retail and worked at Sears and Mattoon at Cross Country Mall, County Mall. Once the Sears location closed, Cody continued his love of working with the public and was hired as assistant manager at Rue 21 in Effingham and promoted to store manager shortly after. Since graduating from EIU in 2017, he has worked in public accounting but has always been interested in politics. When he noticed Chris Miller was running unopposed, he couldn't continue sitting by. With Chris's dangerous voting record and lack of representing the people of his district, Cody had no other choice but to run. Together, let's elect Cody for District 110 State Representative. More information on Cherwanka can be found at https://www.codycherwanka.com or on Facebook at Cody Cherwanka for State Representative, Illinois District 110. Here is a look at the candidates of Illinois U.S. District 15. Erica Weaver, Democrat. Erica is an advocate and passionate about standing up for the working class. In Washington, she will be a voice for every person in our district. She is a mom of 3 amazing young people who in turn are her biggest supporters. Like so many of you, Erica felt disconnected from and disenchanted with the current political climate. She felt ignored and discounted, yet experience has taught her the best way to change is to roll up her sleeves and get to work. After years of working in multiple call centers and an abrupt change in circumstances, Erica found herself homeless with her 3 small children. After enduring nearly a year of housing insecurity, Erica secured an apartment and temporary employment. It was then that she decided to focus on transitioning her family out of the cycle of poverty. In 2005, Erica and her children moved to Coles County, and she enrolled in classes at Lakeland College. While working a myriad of student employment positions, Erica completed an associate's degree in business administration and then transferred to Eastern Illinois University to earn a bachelor's degree in kinesiology, sports, and recreation, and then a master's degree in college student affairs. Upon completing her graduate studies, Erica returned to Lakeland College, where she served as a member of the faculty and as an academic counselor. Because she still dreamed of becoming an attorney, she applied for and accepted admission into Loyola University Chicago School of Law. Erica could not afford to relocate her family to the Chicagoland area. She knew that earning her law degree would change the trajectory for her family, so she commuted the 184 miles from Mattoon to Chicago over the next 3 years. This meant 3 years of sleeping on couches, floors, and in borrowed spaces. During her last semester of law school, Erica ran and was elected to the Mattoon CUSD2 Board of Education. After law school, she worked as a postgraduate legal fellowship with Land of Lincoln Legal Aid, as well as a part-time employee in a local factory. While working two jobs, she studied for the bar exam. After receiving her license to practice law in Illinois, Erica briefly worked in private practice before landing a position in the Coles County Public Defender's Office. Erica shares many of the lived experiences of people in her district. She knows firsthand the struggle to balance limited finances, provide for a family, and work hard to move into a better position. Her decision to run for office was not based on her struggles, but the resiliency and perseverance to overcome them. She entered this race because she wants every family to have the opportunity to create and define their American dream, but without the hardships she endured. Her campaign reflects and embodies her life, her work, and her heart for service. Erica's approach to the issues facing our district is unique and an outgrowth of her personal and professional experiences. More information on Weaver can be found at https://www.weaverforillinois.com or on Facebook at Weaver for Illinois. Mary Miller, Republican. Mary Miller is a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a local farmer, and a business manager. She is running for Congress to help local families and ensure each Illinoisan can pursue their version of the American dream. Mary will be a voice for the families and businesses ignored by DC insiders and fight for our Midwestern values of faith, family, and freedom while bringing much-needed reform to Washington. Mary is focused on putting America first and helping rebuild the 15th District by promoting farming, supporting regulatory reform, and championing policies that help bring manufacturing jobs back home. We must spark economic development to help create high-paying jobs throughout our district and create an area where our children and grandchildren will thrive. Mary graduated from Eastern Illinois University with a BS in business management and also completed graduate coursework in her education. She received her teaching certification from the state of Illinois. Mary and her husband Chris raised a family on a budget and have run their Oakland-based family farm for the last 40 years. In her spare time, Mary teaches Sunday school and vacation Bible school. Mary and Chris attend Oakland Christian Church in Oakland, Illinois, and they have 7 children and 17 grandchildren. More information about Miller can be found at https://www.MaryMillerForCongress.com or on Facebook at Mary Miller for Congress. Introducing the candidates for Illinois U.S. District 55, Cynthia Given, Democrat. Cynthia's father, Jeff, is a retired law enforcement officer who was active in his union while Cynthia was growing up. Cynthia's mother, Donna, worked hard to juggle nursing school and multiple part-time jobs while raising Cynthia and her sister, Holly. Cynthia's early campaign experiences include helping elect working-class candidates. Cynthia considers herself to be a downstate Democrat and will work across the aisle to write legislation that makes our district a better place to live, learn, and work. Cynthia's first job was delivering newspapers. One perk of delivering papers was receiving a free copy. This ignited an early interest in journalism. She later served as an editor for her high school and college newspapers. After Cynthia graduated from Carmi White County High School, she won her first election at age 19, vice president of the Student Senate at Wabash Valley College. Cynthia graduated with honors from Wabash Valley College. Then she served as an intern for U.S. Senator Richard Durbin. She transferred to Louisiana State University, where she majored in history and served as an intern for then U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu. After Hurricane Katrina, Cynthia returned to Southern Illinois. She graduated with honors from Southeastern Illinois College and opened a wellness business on Main Street in Olney. As a young entrepreneur, Cynthia launched her business without access to startup capital or loans. She applied her previous work experience, service, hospitality, and communications, and used technology to quickly expand her business. As a young entrepreneur, Cynthia juggled a part-time job to help her sister, then a single parent, raise her young children while attending nursing school. For a few years, Cynthia spent mornings at her part-time job, days running her business, and evenings helping with her sister's children. Cynthia graduated from three schools in our district: Carmi White County High School, Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, and Southeastern Illinois College, Carmi Campus. In 2014, Cynthia's mother joined her business. This month, Cynthia celebrates 13 years in business on Main Street in Olney, Illinois. In October 2018, Cynthia's business was named Business of the Month by the Olney and Greater Richland County Chamber of Commerce. Cynthia is an active member of the Olney Chamber and an officer in her high school alumni association. Cynthia serves as a mentor in her industry. She assists new entrepreneurs in growing their businesses. Cynthia loves her family and can be seen cheering enthusiastically for her sister's children at ball games in Carmi. More information on Given can be found at http://cynthiagiven.com or on Facebook at Elect Cynthia Given to the Illinois State Senate District 55. Darren Bailey, Republican. Our family's priorities have always been faith, family, and farming. When my wife and I wanted to ensure our son received a Christ-centered education, we opened Full Armor Christian Academy. When we wanted to expand our farm, we looked first to the Lord and then to our family, bringing our two sons back home to help. Today, there is a political class that is ignoring our values and harming our families. A 32% tax hike, sanctuary state legislation, and reckless state spending are in direct opposition to the values we hold. I'm running for office to stand for the betrayed taxpayers who are tired of seeing their values trampled on by career politicians. Darren Bailey will lead by example. Bailey is refusing to accept a legislative pension. He is opposed to tax hikes, and as your state senator, he will fight for tax relief. Darren Bailey is the owner of Bailey Family Farm. Bailey is a graduate of North Clay High School in Louisville, and he received his AAS in agricultural production from Lakeland College. Bailey attends Effingham Assemblies of God Church, and he has served 17 years on the North Clay Unit 25 Board of Education in Louisville, and he has served as the president of the board for 12 of those years. He is a member of the Farm Bureau, Louisville Rotary Club, NRA, ABATE, Abate, Illinois State Rifle Association, the Gideons International, Fellowship of Christian Farmers, National and State Corn Growers Association, National and State Soybean Association, Illinois Wheat Association, and the Illinois Independent Business Federation. He and his wife Cindy Stortzum were married in 1986. They have four children and five grandchildren, with two more on the way. Cindy is the executive director of Full Armor. More information about Bailey can be found at https://www.baileyforillinois.com or on Facebook at Darren Bailey for State Senate 55th District. If you are unsure of voting district and the candidates in that area, please visit https://www.elections.il.gov/election-operations/district-locator/address-finder.aspx. Next, the obituaries. Donald W. France. The Reverend Donald Don W. France, 97, of Middletown, formerly of Shelbyville, passed away on Thursday, the 8th day of October, at Legacy at English Station in Middletown. Funeral services will be private. Interment will be in the Grove Hill Cemetery in Shelbyville. Visitation was held from 11 a.m. until 12:45 p.m. on Tuesday, October 13th at the Hall Taylor Funeral Home of Shelbyville. Arrangements are entrusted to the Hall Taylor Funeral Home of Shelbyville, and online condolences may be expressed at halltaylorfuneralhomes.com. Lizzie A. Miller. Lizzie Ann Beachy Miller, 99, of Arthur, passed away at 11:30 a.m. on Monday, October 12th at Sarah Bush Lincoln Health Center in Mattoon. Funeral services were held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, October 17th at the Sunnyside Mennonite Church, 475 East State Route 133, Arcola. Reverend Larry Rock officiated. Burial was in the Sunnyside Mennonite Church Cemetery. Visitations were held from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, October 16th at the church. The Edwards Funeral Home is assisting with arrangements. Virginia M. Montgomery. Virginia May Ginny Montgomery, 88, of Tuscola, formerly of Monticello, passed away at 7:15 p.m. Tuesday, October 13th at her residence. Memorials are suggested to the American Cancer Society. Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home, Tuscola, is assisting the family. Private services will be held later at a later date. Online condolences may be shared via hillegasschraderfuneralhome.com. Russell J. Long. Russell James Long, 76, of St. Augustine, Florida, formerly of Tuscola, passed away at 1:40 p.m. Friday, October 9th at the Bailey Center for Caring, St. Augustine, Florida. Gravesite services with military rights accorded were held at 2 p.m. Wednesday, October 14th at the Tuscola Township Cemetery with Reverend Kenneth Rutter officiating. Memorials are suggested to a hospice of the donor's choice. Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home, Tuscola, is entrusted with local arrangements. Online condolences may be shared via hillegasschraderfuneralhome.com. Albert E. Carter. Albert E. Carter, 82, of Tuscola, passed away Monday, October 12th at 9:47 a.m. at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Private family services will be held. Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home, Tuscola, is assisting the family with arrangements. Aaron L. Waite. Aaron L. Waite, 60, of Tuscola, passed away on Tuesday morning, October 13th, at his residence. Graveside services with military rights accorded were held at 1 p.m. Friday, October 16th, at the Tuscola Township Cemetery, with Reverend Kenneth Rutter officiating. Memorials are suggested to the American Heart Association. Joanne T. Schabel. Joanne T. Schabel, age 92, died October 18th at her home in rural Atwood after a brief illness. Due to the COVID epidemic, graveside services will be private with the Reverend Grant Wade Sullivan Christian Church officiating. Memorial donations may be made to support Faith in Action, 5 Leanne Griffin, 1115 North State Street, Monticello, 61856, and or any local Habitat for Humanity of your choice. Funeral arrangements by Hillegas Schrader Funeral Home in Atwood. Next article, Douglas County Sheriff's Office announces a new mobile app. Douglas County Sheriff Joshua Blackwell is excited to announce the release of a smartphone application. This app will serve as a new way for the Sheriff's Office to connect with Douglas County residents and visitors, providing information quickly and efficiently to anyone with a smartphone. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office smartphone app offers quick access to items of public interest and is easy to use. In just a few clicks, users can submit an anonymous tip, browse recent arrests, receive instant push notifications, review the most wanted criminals in Douglas County, connect to the agency's social media platforms, read the latest news and find out about upcoming events, research sex offenders in the area, and more. This app is a perfect example of how we can increase our efficiency and effectiveness at this agency while providing instant notification to citizens of situations that endanger public safety so that they can assist in the effort to keep them safe, said Sheriff Blackwell. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office mobile app is created by thesheriffapp.com, a division of OCV LLC, which specializes in mobile app development for sheriff's offices, health departments, and public safety. With more than 500 apps in the app stores, OCV LLC designs and develops custom apps for state, county, and local government agencies. Mobile apps offer public safety and other government agencies a way to control their own message, be transparent, and put critical information in the palms of its citizen hands, said Chase Watkins, communication strategist with OCV. Mobile apps are now a need in law enforcement to reach people where they are, their smartphone. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office app is available for download for free in the App Store and Google Play by searching Douglas Sheriff, Illinois, or by clicking here. Next article. The Umbrella River Basin Agency, ERBA, ERBA, announces LIHEAP enrollment currently available to residents. Office hours are Monday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Applicants will need to bring with them proof of household income for the previous 30 days, starting from the date of application, social security cards for all members of the household, and a current heating bill and electric bill. TANF's Human Services clients will also need to bring their medical card. To qualify, these households must have incomes equal to or less than 200% of the poverty level. Income guidelines are based on the past 30 days' gross income beginning with the date of the application. The Percentage of Income Payment Plan, PIPP, program is a bill payment program that assists eligible customers by paying a monthly state benefit while the customer pays a percentage of their household income. Eligible households must be a customer of Ameren, Illinois. PIP applicants will be enrolled on a first-come, first-served basis, and the program will be offered until ERBA has reached the maximum capacity of households for the program. ERBA serves Clark, Coles, Crawford, Cumberland, Douglas, Edgar, Jasper, Lawrence, and Richland counties. If you have any questions, please contact your local ERBA office. Residents should call for an appointment on or after the dates listed above. For Douglas County, please call 217-253-4434. This has been Nicolene Ambrose. I've enjoyed reading with you and look forward to reading with you again soon.